This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver celebrates the reopening of 16th Street this weekend. The city is close to the end of a years-long reconstruction of what has been called the 16th Street Mall. Denverite's Kyle Harris says the city is banking on the area rebounding.
There are some signs from the Downtown Denver Partnership that, yeah, people are signing new leases, that foot traffic's up, especially at night. There's been a lot of work on the mall. Pop-ups, art installations, new businesses, and also a bolstered police force to try to address some of the perceptions of lack of safety down there.
Denverite's Kyle Harris. This week, the state reported its seventh measles case of 2025. That's more cases than it recorded in the previous 10 years. As that news has spread, more Coloradans are getting the MMR vaccine, which protects against measles. Dr. Shen Nagel is a pediatrician in Wheat Ridge. He says he's had more parents asking him about it.
It's good that it's publicized, and if people are paying attention to it, that's good. And if it drives people to get what I think is a very safe vaccine, that's excellent.
In the U.S. this year, measles has caused more than 1,000 cases. That's way more than last year. At least three people have died. Trail Ridge Road is open again through Rocky Mountain National Park. Snowplows have been clearing the road for more than a month, and the Park Service warns that drivers can still find icy conditions at this time of year. Timed entry is required at most times of day for both Trail Ridge Road and the rest of the park. It's Weekend Edition on CPR News and KRCC.